in-flight weather advisories are information you receive while en route, and they advise you of the possibility of encountering hazardous weather. There are three types of in-flight weather advisories. They are AirMets, SIGMETS, and convective SIGMETS. AirMets contain information on weather that may be hazardous to light aircraft and VFR pilots. Each AirMet contains an outlook for conditions expected after the AirMet valid period. In other words, AirMets contain detailed information about IFR conditions, extensive mountain obscuration, turbulence, strong surface winds, icing, and where the freezing levels are. And each AirMet contains an outlook for the conditions expected during the valid period. There's a very interesting thing about AirMets. You don't need to know this for the written test, but it is interesting. When AirMets are issued, they're issued under a phonetic alphabet, Sierra, Tango, or Zulu. And Sierra AirMets describe IFR conditions and or extensive mountain obscurations. So think of Sierra Mountains. AirMet Tango describes moderate turbulence, sustained surface winds of 30 knots or more, and or low-level wind shear. So think Tango turbulence. And AirMet Zulu describes moderate icing and provides freezing level heights. The Z in freezing level is like the Z in Zulu. After the first issuance of each day, scheduled and unscheduled broadcasts of AirMets are numbered sequentially for easier identification. Now, SIGMETS are a whole nother story. A SIGMET advises you of weather that's hazardous to all aircraft, small and large. The items contained in the SIGMET are severe icing, severe or extreme turbulence, and widespread sand or dust storms lowering visibility to less than 3 miles. Volcanic ash is included in SIGMETS. Both SIGMETS and AirMets are broadcast upon receipt and at 30-minute intervals. In other words, 15 minutes after the hour and 45 minutes after the hour, during the first hour. Both SIGMETS and AirMets are broadcast upon receipt and at 30-minute intervals. In other words, 15 minutes after the hour and 45 minutes after the hour during the first hour. You can contact the nearest flight service station, en route flight advisory service, or you can listen to them on certain VOR frequencies. En route flight advisory service is a specific function of the flight service stations designed to give you en route weather on frequency 122.0. When you call an en route flight advisory service on 122.0, you state your location relative to the nearest VOR. Third type of in-flight weather advisory is also a SIGMET. This is worse than a SIGMET. This is called a convective SIGMET. And a convective SIGMET covers weather developments such as stuff you don't want to fly in or around, tornadoes, lines of thunderstorms, and embedded thunderstorms. Convective SIGMETs imply severe or greater turbulence, severe icing, and low-level wind shear. When SIGMETs forecast embedded thunderstorms, that means that the thunderstorms are obscured by massive cloud layers and cannot be seen. Convective SIGMET bulletins are issued hourly at 55 minutes after the hour. Of course, any unscheduled SIGMETs are broadcast upon receipt and at 15-minute intervals during the first hour, which is 15 minutes after the hour, half past, and quarter of. You don't need to know this about SIGMETs, but it is interesting that SIGMETs are identified by an alphabetic designator from November through Yankee, excluding Sierra and Tango, because Sierra, Tango, and Zulu are reserved for AirMets. You do need to know that en route flight advisory service provides you with in-flight weather advisories pertinent to the type of flight and the route to be flown and your altitude. The service, as I mentioned, is available through the flight service station normally from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. local time. You contact FlightWatch on 122.0. Be sure to state the location of the nearest VOR when you're making your initial contact. So your contact would be, for example, Miami FlightWatch, November 3412 X-ray, Pahokee, VOR. Transcribed weather broadcasts, also known as TWEEB, are mentioned on the written test. There are three questions pertaining to TWEEBs. The transcribed broadcast provides weather on VORs and NDBs. So by turning up the volume when you're listening to a VOR, you can listen to the transcribed weather broadcast on selected VORs and selected NDBs. TWEEBs, TWEBs, contain information concerning sky cover, cloud tops, visibility, weather, and obstructions to vision, and are similar to an area forecast, except the information in the TWEEB includes winds aloft, and the TWEEB is presented in a route format. We'll talk extensively about area forecasts here in a moment. I just told you everything you need to know about a TWEEB. They're available on NDB or VOR frequencies, and they are individual forecasts for specific routes of flight.